Making mud pies may not seem scientific.
I just need some mud from the ground.
But in a sodden schoolyard in Hoonah, kids discern between different materials and tools for building.
Ooh, this should do good.
I found a rock from...
Or they modify their materials.
Let's make a new clay spot where clay can get even softer.
Education researchers Angela Lunda and Carrie Green call it mud science. And they say that kind of experimentation in nature can help young children develop an interest in science, technology, engineering, and math. But traditional STEM education often excludes Indigenous perspectives. Lunda, who is Klingit, is a professor of education at the University of Alaska Southeast. And she says making room for Indigenous environmental knowledge is key to strengthening STEM programming in Alaska schools.
School doesn't always work well for Indigenous children. So it's really important for us to be aware of that so that we are not tearing down their sense of self, but are nurturing it. And that happens when we build on their world, their worldview, what they see, what they do. And that's what this project is attempting to do.
Lunda and Green's new project, known as the Mali Community Science Project, is named for the popular PBS kids show, Mali of Denali. And it takes that sentiment seriously. Alaska Native elementary school students at partner schools in Hoonah, Bethel, and Northway are outfitted with GoPro cameras that capture their point of view as they play outside or do subsistence activities with their families. The videos capture activities like harvesting devil's club, tide pooling, or fishing.
I'm a master fisherman, I'm you.
Green developed this research method during her earlier work studying education at the State University of South Dakota. She said kids will often forget that they're wearing the cameras.
They'll tell you how they're feeling. They'll sing songs. You know, they narrate. So that sort of self-talk is really insightful.
By analyzing the videos, like this one from Hoonah, Lunda and Green can identify activities that help students develop the empathy, knowledge, and confidence they need to act responsibly towards the environment. And Lunda says STEM programming that centers environmental stewardship can also nourish young students' Indigenous identities.
The children are already stewards of the environment, right? They already see themselves that way. And that really is what defines us as Indigenous people, right? We are stewards of the environment and have been for millennia.
Mali of Denali stars an Alaska Native main character having adventures around the state. Lunda and Green's videos, along with interviews from elders, families, and educators in rural communities, will be used to develop new Mali of Denali-themed science materials for elementary classrooms. Amelia Wilson is the project's community liaison in Hoonah. She said much of the existing STEM programming for Alaska Native students targets older kids.
We're really lacking resources for this, you know, 6 to 8 year old age range. And it's a great way to bring these concepts, you know, into the community in a fun and engaging way.
She hopes that the Mali Project's focus on young children will help to teach Alaska Native students that their Indigenous perspectives can make them stronger scientists.
How powerful would it be to have these children be those scientists that are making policies and making the decisions for our environment?
For now, the research team is still working to analyze the videos and interviews they've gathered, but they'll begin to design and test Mali of Denali science materials in partner classrooms over the next year. In Juneau, I'm Anna Canny.